This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis and some sports and rec grant funding has been announced by the state government. Some lucky recipients have been named. I'm joined by the Minister for Sport and Recreation and Racing, Corey Wingard. Corey, how's it going?
Yeah, really good, mate. Yeah, great news here. $24 million worth of grants going out to grassroots community clubs right across the state. So it has been a big windfall and much needed infrastructure, whether it's in the city or in the regions as well. So we're really proud to be handing out these grants.
How many overall received grants?
There's 115 clubs that will be getting upgrades or facilities that they need to, again, get more people out active, get more people playing and improve their facilities. Some 39 sports. You might remember when we started this program, the grassroots program, it covered off on football, cricket, netball. This time round, we expanded it and we were fortunate enough to get the Treasurer to double down with his funding. So there's $24 million, as I said, but 39 sports that are benefiting.
Yeah, I did notice that Port Augusta's Judo Club received some money in this round.
Yeah, and that's what we wanted to make sure we could do, was look after all those sports. And some grants are bigger than others. There's, we make no bones about that, because we want to make sure we're getting clubs what they need. And, you know, in smaller clubs, a few thousand dollars here, there really make a difference to getting more people playing.
And it looks like a grant application for Roxby Downs is approved, over $1 million to Roxby.
Yeah, that's a significant project, of course, up there, and we're really, really proud about this one. This is going to, again, enable more people to get more involved and grow the facilities up there. We know our regions have been neglected for a long period of time. A couple others in the Port Pirie area. And I know I was just speaking with Dan Van Holst Pelican this morning, and he's been a big advocate for sporting infrastructure in the regions. There's a couple there as well. I know the Port Football and Community Sporting Clubs, Port Pirie South there, have got some $35,000 for new water tank and storage to make sure they can keep their grass greens, look after their fields out there, and cricket pitch nets and all-access toilets as well for Port Pirie West as well. That's some $254,000 there. Dan was very quick to tell me about that one, and we're really glad to be supporting that project as well.
Of course, there's another round coming up very shortly. What do people need to know?
Yeah, look, we're going to open that very, very soon. So $24 million in this one, more than $20 million in the next round, again, to keep these projects rolling along. So if people were unsuccessful in the last round, they'll be contacted by the Office of Recreation, Sport and Racing. They can reach out to them as well. Maybe have a look at their grant application, see what they might need to look to do to add to it to get it successful in the next round. But we do want to keep rolling out these projects, because importantly, it's creating jobs as well in the regions and in metropolitan Adelaide, some 260-plus jobs with this investment as well. So we want to keep that work moving so we can keep stimulating the economy and creating those jobs.
And with, obviously, such a big payout for this grant, when can we see these projects all get underway?
Yeah, we want to see them start as quickly as possible. And that was one of the keys with this grant, was we wanted shovel-ready projects ready to go. So in a lot of these cases, we're partnering with either the local clubs or local councils, and so they've got these projects at this stage where they are right to go. We want to move them as quickly as possible.
By the looks of some of the projects as well, a lot involve like resurfacing or, you know, fixing up cricket nets or just netball courts or tennis nets and stuff like that. It seems like there's been a lot of work around sports clubs, which has been needed to be done for a while, and they haven't really had the funding for it.
Yeah, look, you're spot on, Jordan, and that's why we actually did what we called our State Sports Infrastructure Plan, and we spent some time actually having a look at this and working out where we need to invest our money and listening to the sports and the communities out there. And we are investing in some bigger pieces of infrastructure that are beneficial to our state, that will, you know, bring events and grow our economy that way. But we really identify that this community sports really needed to be looked after, and that's why we've put what is a record amount of money into any one round of grant funding for grassroots sports. So, yep, you're right, clubs that have had services that have degraded, change rooms and change facilities that need upgrading to make them more family-friendly. And we know that when you build those sorts of facilities and people want to be there, you'll grow the number of people you want to participate, and that's what it's about.
No worries. Well, Minister, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, good to catch up, mate. Look after yourself.
That was Minister for Sports, Rec and Racing, Corey Wingard, on your Classic It's Breakfast.